call this a checkmate kind of morning. Dominic Robberin talking Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess, our once a month talk around here. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Good to have you in here for another month. Yep. Well, you've been really, really busy. Let's back up and talk about the block party. You were out at the block party. How was that for you?
It was fantastic. It was hot and fun, I would say. So
yeah.
A lot of people out there, and we played a lot of games, and Nick and I, and it was amazing to see. We had like nearly 10 people signing up for our newsletter again and played so many games and a lot of new faces. And I'm like, wow, like where are all these people coming from?
Right,
it was
right.
Amazing to see.
And yeah. Great curiosity and wondering what the club's all about. I love to see that.
Yep.
And again, yeah, you are a busy guy. You got a whole list of things there. I'm going to just let you run down the list, Dominic.
Perfect. Thank you, Bill. So the next thing coming up, Headwaters Day, as you know, Saturday, we will be there bright and early playing games. It's a fundraiser for our club. We're also having some cookies that we're selling. In fact, we're going to bring, we have an exchange student
at home. And your wife was telling me about
that. He's playing chess. He's going to join us after the parade. He's in the band, actually, and he will join us afterwards. That will be super fun. So for Headwaters Day, can't wait for that. And Not long after that, on the 23rd of this month, the 30th, I'll be running a course, Chess for Beginners.
Okay.
So anybody out there, if you're curious, you know, how do you actually play, I'd be more than happy to show you. It's at the Breckenridge Library. It's a $10 fee. It's in association with the Breckenridge Broadcast. So it's in that booklet, if you will, mm-hmm. that you can find us there. And very much looking forward to that. I think that will be a great event. If you just want to show up, that's perfect. Again, on the 23rd at 5 o'clock at the Breck Library. And speaking of events, now on our chess website, a new feature we have is we have a calendar. Now that we've seen that we have so many things going on, we're like, okay, we need to let the people know. So if you go to breckwapchess.com, you will see there's a link for calendar and they can see all the things we're up to. That will be amazing. And then I have maybe just two or three things that are kind of all going into the same thing together that mm-hmm. I would like to mention, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah.
So we will have our first Halloween tournament the Saturday before Halloween. That will be for kids only. I don't know really what to expect, except for it will be super fun.
Yeah, and a lot of kids showing up, and they could show up in costume, too. That's
yeah,
the best
and,
part.
In fact, we have it set up so that, and you will see those flyers, they will look really cool, actually. I saw them already. We'll be going into the schools maybe a couple weeks from now, and we will have it that, as always with our tournaments, there's a very low entrance fee of $5. However, it will be free if you come in a costume.
Okay.
So we want to give this incentive. We want to see the kids in costume, and it will be at the Breckenridge Community Center.
Okay.
And
so you're going to have a lot of room.
That we will have a lot of room and a lot of fun. That's really what we're looking forward to. And also, we are working on bringing chess more into schools. And Nick, he's working currently at the elementary school in Wahpeton, and he told me, I think they have 40 kids sign up. I'm like, wow.
40?
4-0. So
wow.
I haven't been able to see that, but that is incredible. And as for myself, I will also, in October, before this Halloween tournament, I will be going to St. Mary's in Breckenridge and have a chess camp there. And we're trying to grow this, you know. I know there's a lot of people who like to play chess, but also a lot of, especially kids, who are curious, you know. I think chess would be a great thing for them to learn. So that's what we're working on.
It is so much fun. And did you ever imagine when you started this thing that it would grow as quickly as it has?
It is, I mean, if you just in general tell me how will the world look like in 5 years, of course, none of that's really known. I mean, you just think back how crazy everything, you know, mm-hmm. the changes are. So definitely not. I mean, even for a year back or two, this is something that's hard for me to even process. But it's in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And it really gives me a lot of hope for the things to come. And I mentioned some of the things that are immediately happening in the next couple of months. We have a lot more planned for next year, and this is not just something that I say that. I mean, ask me. I'd be happy to, you know, tell
right.
more about it, but I also don't want to, you know, give too much at one time. But come time, we will have a lot more great events next year and many more fun things.
So passionate about what you do, and definitely comes through. Headwaters Day, one more time. We can find you in Wells Park on Saturday, and yes. I think you're going to have an incredible turnout down there.
That would be fantastic. I don't know if this means anything, but I think we're number 25, so in the middle of, on the street there between many other things, and you will easily find us, the guys, of course, with the chessboards and so on, and we can't wait to see you all there.
All right. If you have any questions about Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess, I would advise you to head on down Saturday. They can talk to you or anybody else down there, too, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Dominic, great to have you in here for our once-a-month little chess talk round. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You bet. Look forward to talking to you in October. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and Grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before you and my chores are through, I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
I spend a lot of time